ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ऑल टुगेदर। ओम अज्ञानतिमिरांधस्य ज्ञानांजनशयशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरुवे नमः। श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपः कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकम्। नमः। ओम विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामिनिति नामिने। नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारिणे वांछाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्यैव च पतितानाम पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवास आदि गौर भक्त वृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा। सो टुडे वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम भागवतम 10th कैंटो फर्स्ट चैप्टर वर्स नंबर 56। अथ काल उपावृत्ते देवकी सर्वदेवता पुत्रान् प्रसूषुवे चाष्टौ पुत्रान् प्रसूषुवे चाष्टौ कन्यां चैवानुवत्सरम्। वर्ड टू वर्ड मीनिंग। अथ देयर आफ्टर काले इन ड्यू कोर्स ऑफ टाइम उपावृत्ते व्हेन इट वाज राइप देवकी द वाइफ ऑफ वसुदेव कृष्णास फादर सर्वदेवता देवकी टू हूम ऑल द डेमीगॉड्स एंड गॉड हिमसेल्फ अपियर्ड पुत्रान सन्स प्रसूषुवे गेव बर्थ टू च एंड अष्टौ एट कन्याम च एंड वन डॉटर नेम्ड सुभद्रा एव इंडीड अनुवत्सरम ईयर आफ्टर ईयर। सो बिफोर आई स्टार्ट द ट्रांसलेशन परपोर्ट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस आई वुड लाइक टू फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल वेलकम एवरीवन आफ्टर अ लॉन्ग टाइम फॉर लॉन्ग गैप After a long gap of lockdown, it was too boring for everyone, for us also. Of course, first 1 month, I personally enjoyed because I could come close to the deities, which I had to stand behind, or in Kartik I had to stand outside. So in lockdown, that was good part. But after 1 month, I started understanding what Prabhupada meant by association of devotees, and association of devotees will be our topic today. So the deities must be missing all devotees and non-devotees. Still we are waiting. When will that day be when the main gate will be open and everyone will flood in? Millions of people will throng into the temple. Because especially Prabhupada must be very much disappointed this lockdown. Because he said that many times probably, but once I heard that he said when people come to a temple, even if they don't know who Krishna is, even if they are completely unaware of what God is, after all, even if such kind of people, if they come to a temple and see the nice deities, and they just appreciate, they say appreciating words, or at least they think about it, that ooh, how beautiful they are, whoever they are. Prabhupada said, just by saying this, just by thinking like this, they make millions of strides of advancement in Krishna consciousness. So, and Prabhupada is very eager to give Krishna consciousness, and of course he is capable of giving Krishna consciousness wholesale to everyone. So, I welcome everyone and I give advice to everyone. Of course, to senior devotees I am not supposed to give advice, but still a friendly advice, a free advice I will give to bless me. It's for your benefit, because if you hear from a person who I am right now, then it's a waste of time. You are just wasting your time here. But if you bless me, then I'll become a better devotee. So please, seeking all your blessings. Today, what we are going to discuss, first I'll summarize that, so that we can concentrate on the translation and purport by Prabhupada. So first thing we will be discussing, main topic will be process of surrendering. And what benefit we accrue by surrendering to Guru, to Krishna. In that, we will be discussing, I have divided it into three parts. First, the misconceptions all over the world about Guruship, especially in India. The misconceptions, which we know very well, but we will be discussing. Second part will be, what is the process of surrender, as given by Srila Prahlad Maharaj in the 7th canto, which I am currently reading. So, it has got related with that. And the last will be result, which is awaiting us after we actually surrender. And the ultimate part will be, if time permits, we'll be singing one song, Kabe Habe Bolo Se Deen Amar, which is a yearning for that level, which we are supposed to keep in our mind and always sing. This is one of my favorite songs. So we'll start with translation and purport by His Divine Grace. Please listen very, very attentively, because that's the basis. Translation: each year thereafter, in due course of time, Devaki, the mother of God, and all the demigods, gave birth to a child. Thus, she bore 8 sons, one after another, and a daughter named Subhadra. Purport: the spiritual master is sometimes glorified as Sarvadeva Mayo Guruhu, Bhagavatam 11.7.27. By the grace of the Guru, the spiritual master, one can understand the different kinds of Devas. The word Deva refers to God, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is the original source of all the demigods, who are also called Devas, but with small d. In Bhagavad Gita 10.2, the Lord says, Aham Adirhi Devanam, I am the source of all the Devas. The Supreme Lord Vishnu, the original person, expands in different forms. Tad Aikshat Bahusyam, he alone has expanded into many. Advaita Machyutamanadi Manantarupam, there are different grades of forms known as Swamsh and Vibhinamsh. The Swamsh expansions of Vishnu Tattva are the Supreme Personality of Godhead, whereas the Vibhinamsh are Jeeva Tattva, who are part and parcel of the Lord. Mamaivamsho Jeeva Loke Jeeva Bhutaha Sanatanaha. If we accept Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead and worship Him, all the parts and expansions of the Lord are automatically worshipped. Sarvarhanam Achyutejya. Krishna is known as Achyut. Sena yor ubhayor madhye ratham sthapayam e Achyuta. By worshipping Achyut Krishna, one automatically worships all the demigods. There is no need of separately worshipping either the Vishnu Tattva or Jeev Tattva. If one concentrates upon Krishna, I'll repeat this, if one concentrates upon Krishna, one worships everyone. Therefore, because Mother Devaki gave birth to Krishna, she is described here as Sarva Devata. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. So here, Prabhupada, what he basically is discussing, which I could understand with my small brain, is Prabhupada is comparing Devaki with spiritual master, with Guru. And just like Devaki gave birth to Krishna, similarly, a spiritual master is supposed to be, in Prabhupada's terms, quote, pregnant with Krishna. As Prabhupada quotes many times, a devotee should be pregnant with Krishna. And we all know how Krishna appeared. First, he did not have to go into the womb. That was only a show for the non-devotees. Krishna first appeared in the heart of Vasudev, in Krishna consciousness. Vasudev consciousness, Prabhupada describes, is Krishna consciousness. Pure consciousness is Vasudev consciousness. And First he appeared in the heart of the Vasudeva, then he transferred himself into the heart of Devaki. And then Krishna came out, as well as he was inside. So this is the process of Krishna consciousness. And similarly, a guru has to be heavy. Prabhupada said, guru means heavy. Heavy with knowledge and heavy with Krishna consciousness. Not just mundane knowledge or not just the ritualistic knowledge of the Vedas for elevation to higher planets. Those are also kind of gurus. They are accepted in the Shastras. But those are not the gurus described in Bhagavatam or described by Prabhupada. Prabhupada describes guru who is Krishna conscious, who has nothing to do with anything material, whether that is described in the Vedas or outside Vedas. He completely rejects everything material. That's a guru. And that's why Bhagavatam 12th canto says, Tasmat gurum prapadyata jigyasu shayottamam shabde parecha nishnatam brahmani upshamashrayam. He has given up all material aspirations. He has no tinge of materiality or materialistic tendencies within his heart. Not just like showing something and having something inside, but actually 110%. India, they say 110% when they want to make sure. So I'm saying that 110% Krishna conscious. Even when they see in the Vedas some part which is describing elevation to heavenly planets and all, they don't describe it to their disciples because they don't want it. They don't want anyone to take to that. So that is guru. First is shabde pare cha nishnatam. He is very much conversant, expert in understanding the shabde, the Vedic truths. And also he is expert in explaining it to others. These two things, shabde pare cha nishnatam, brahmani. And he is completely absorbed in Krishna. All the time, he sees everywhere Krishna, 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 and nothing else. Actually he sees Krishna. This took me some time to understand. Prabhupada sometimes say, when a devotee sees Krishna in the pillar, he sees how it is related with Krishna as an energy. No. Actually, Prabhupada also describes, actually he sees Krishna. And Shyam Sundar Krishna, or his Isht, it could be Lord Ramchandra also. He actually sees Krishna there. And Prabhupada quotes, Srila Rupa Goswami describing this. He says, Yuvati naam yatha yuni, yunam cha yuvatau yatha. This is a very nice example for us to understand, the mundaners. Not you all, but at least I am. Or those who think we are mundaners. That when a man is attached to a woman, or a woman is attached to a man, wherever they are, wherever, they may be talking, they may be giving a class, but that man sees that woman. Actually sees. It's in the back of the mind, very clear image. Even when they are taking the darshan of the Lord, standing in front of the Lord, they are conscious of that woman or that man. They are not seeing the Lord at all. Pashyan apina pashyati. That same thing happens with devotees. They don't see. When Prahlad Maharaj was seeing Hiranyakashipu and Hiranyakashipu was wild on him, he was not seeing Hiranyakashipu. He was seeing Krishna. Actually, that's why he was confident. So confident that Hiranyakashipu did everything and he was not even an inch, he did not budge from his determination that Krishna is everywhere. That cannot be faked. That cannot be just shown off. We can imitate Prahlad Maharaj. Even when our parents, those who are students or those who are brahmacharis, they still have link with their parents. When their parents come to the temple, they become afraid. Come on, yaar. Now the parents will take me home. And here Hiranyakashipu, not just Hiranyakashipu, everyone around him was a demon against Krishna. And his determination was firm. So this is actually, he sees Krishna, not just the energy. We also, after some time of practice, after some time of reading Shastra, we can actually relate. I've seen devotees relating everything with the energy of Krishna, very intellectually. But that doesn't bring us to the level of Prahlad Maharaj or Srila Prabhupada. They are actually careless. They are actually careless toward any kind of threat towards them. So this is what is a guru. And what are the misconceptions? Now this is very interesting. Misconceptions are actually there should be a complete class on misconceptions of Guru. Because it's very interesting, very funny how people misconceive a Guru. Especially in India, when they go to any ashram, they see a dadi wala baba or a person with bald head or is called brahmacharya. They immediately surrender. At least they show they have complete innocent faith that, oh, they are going to tell us the right thing. They are not going to deviate us. And I am going to get my abhisht or my desires fulfilled through them. They will give me something. When you first introduce somebody to the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, many of us must be having this experience. When we introduce Mahamantra to somebody, most of the time they take it, oh, Prabhuji, I'll get good marks na? My concentration will increase na? Can I make money? And we also sometimes have to say that, yeah, this will increase. And of course it increases concentration. But recently something else happened to a devotee, and that I'm going to tell later, who met me. I was very fortunate to become an instrument to give him Krishna consciousness or give him Hare Krishna Mahamantra, introduce him to the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. And he started chanting, and a few days back he called me, and what he said I'll relate to you later. But first, the misconceptions are in India there. Recently we have seen many so-called gurus outside, I won't name them, they have been exposed with so many illicit connections and so much debauchery and so many things, smuggling and whatnot. But people still are attached to them. One time, a disciple of such so-called guru, he came to this stall and I was talking to him, and he was so attached that after meeting him for 2-3 months, then I had to tell him, come on, you're coming to ISKCON, you're still attached to him, who is completely exposed and with proofs, and still you are not leaving him. This is your hypocrisy. And he never met me again. But I couldn't control. After 2-3 months of meeting him, he was still attached. And he was attached to his ISKCON devotees also elsewhere, like Bombay or some from, yeah, he came from Bombay. So this is the condition in India. And about the West, I don't know, but I came to know about the West also has this condition from George Harrison's very beautiful song, by chanting the names of the Lord and we'll be free. The Lord is awaiting for we all to awaken and see. In which he says, very interesting, you don't need no church house, and you don't need no temple, you don't need no rosary beads or books to read to see you are fallen. If you open up your heart, you'll know what I mean. We have been kept down for so long, and somebody is thinking we are all green. You understand? We are all green means we have a lot of money to pay them. And then he says, very interesting, and while the Pope owns 51% of the General Motors, and the stock exchange is the only thing he is qualified to quote us, but the Lord is awaiting for we all to awaken and see. By chanting the names of the Lord and we'll be free. So here he exposes, of course in the West they can expose directly in songs and films. In India they cannot expose like that, unless until police exposes them. So here, can we repeat the last two lines? Very nice lines. Please repeat after me. The Lord is awaiting for we all to awaken and see. Awaiting for we all to awaken and see. By chanting the names of the Lord and we'll be free. By chanting the names of the Lord and we'll be free. This is what is Krishna consciousness. Vibhavari shesha aloka pravesha nidra chhadi uttha jiva bolo hari hari mukunda murari ram krishna haya griva. That's what Bhaktivinoda Thakur says. Get up, sleeping soul, get up in the morning. Before Mangal Aarti, you should be awake. In the Brahma mood, whoever doesn't get up, Prabhupada in one lecture says, whoever doesn't get up in Brahma mood, he cannot follow the four regulatory principles. It's impossible, Prabhupada says there. Impossible. We have to, for our own sake, for controlling the senses, one has to get up. And do what? Not just, oh, what messages came. Chant the holy names. If you don't chant the holy names, getting up in the morning is useless. Anyways, so that's Guru and that's the misconceptions around Guru. And now we come to what is the surrendering process. Beautiful, from Srila Prahlad Maharaj from 7th canto. Prahlad Maharaj describes what is the surrendering process, what Guru asks for. One thing I left. One time, some devotees wrote a letter to Prabhupada, and Prabhupada's reply is there in the folio. And Prabhupada says, in that reply, you can understand from the reply what they must have asked Prabhupada. Prabhupada says, there's no need of putting up a fixed amount of $50 of dakshina after the diksha ceremony. There's no need of that. You can just, they can give whatever, it could be $5, it could be 5 cents, whatever, but it should be given to the Guru with heart and soul. No necessity of $50 specific. So devotees, new devotees must have thought, oh, this, they must have got inspiration from outside, other gurus who went to the West at that time. That, oh, diksha, then we should get $50, so we'll have nice monetary funds. We can fund our temples like that. But Prabhupada didn't have that in mind. And that's what is a guru. Guru doesn't ask us anything. Guru just wants us to take to Krishna consciousness and become Krishna's. Don't give me anything. Prabhupada never asked people to give him anything. When Prabhupada opened his New York, devotees were coming and they were just coming. They didn't know anything, how to go to the temple. Prabhupada said, whenever you come, in the lecture he said, to people, American people who could make money like anything, Prabhupada said, whenever you come, you bring at least one flower, one fruit. Flower in your America, you can get flower anywhere. Just bring that. Never come empty-handed to Krishna. And not that after they offered, Prabhupada ate everything. No, after they offered, Prabhupada cooked and fed them. And for a long period of time, Prabhupada was feeding people. They were coming, they used to eat, they were on drugs, they used to eat, hear Prabhupada, whatever they could hear. After Prabhupada's lecture, they would eat and they would sometimes sleep there itself. It's given in Leelamrita. And one day, one fine devotee, Jai Shri Shri Krishna Balaram Bhagwan ki Jai, Shri Shri Gaurnathai Bhagwan ki Jai, Shri Shri Radha Shyam Sundar Nata Vishakha Bhagwan ki Jai, Shri Prabhupada ki Jai. One fine devotee asked, oh Swamiji, can I help you? When Prabhupada was washing vessel, they would go away and Prabhupada used to wash their plates. And when he asked Prabhupada, can I help you Swamiji? Prabhupada said, this is the day I was looking forward to, when someone of you will ask. Prabhupada didn't say, do this, do that. That's Guru. And the misconception, as we heard or discussed, that the misconceptions are Guru, then you have to give everything and this and that. And that's why people fear in surrendering. Surrendering has a bad connotation these days, or always in human society. Surrendering means becoming a slave. Then that person can use us anyhow for his own sense gratification. But that's not a Vaishnava Guru. Vaishnava Guru, yes, he uses us. He uses us, but he doesn't use us for his sense gratification. He uses us for Krishna's sense gratification, by which we benefit. And this is what Prahlad Maharaj says. Prahlad Maharaj gives a very good example. He says, when you, if you decorate in a mirror, when you see your face, if you decorate the image in the mirror, what will happen? Nothing will happen. You'll move, and then the decoration is there itself. But if you decorate the face, then the image, the pratibimba, will be decorated. Similarly, we are part and parcel of Krishna. We are pratibimba, or image, or reflection of Krishna. When we decorate Krishna, we automatically don't need cosmetics to decorate ourselves. We become decorated. Actually, if we have faith, it will happen. If we don't have faith, if we think Prahlad Maharaj is a bogus person, he's a fake guru, then we won't have faith. Then it won't work. But if we have faith, it happens, actually. But the decoration which comes up in us at that time is permanent. Over a period of time, it doesn't get deteriorated. Whereas cosmic decoration, cosmetic decoration, they get deteriorated even after 1 hour. So that's why this decoration is very good. And that's what a real devotee who has understood Bhagavatam says. He never says surrender to me, he says surrender to Krishna. And automatically people surrender to him because Krishna has a transcendental competition with his pure devotees. They want to glorify him and he wants to glorify him, them. Dohe lagi huda hudi, Chaitanya Charitamrita says. Both are competing with each other. And we can see in Prabhupada's case. Prabhupada made Krishna famous and Krishna has made Prabhupada more famous than Krishna. And always in this battle between Krishna and his devotees, Krishna wins. Because, of course, he is the winner. So his devotees become more famous. So if we want to have anything, that's what a Vaishnava guru says, then we should surrender to Krishna. And we are not at loss. Now, surrendering process, in the surrendering process, the second part of our discussion, Prahlad Maharaj says what we have to do in the surrendering process. First thing, Guru Pada Ashraya, he says, Guru Shushushaya Bhaktya Sarvalabdhar Panenacha. Now this we have discussed, but still I will discuss this. Guru Shushushaya, one should very obediently as a menial servant serve the spiritual master. Guru Shushushaya Bhaktya, and how? With unalloyed devotion and faith. Guru Shushushaya Bhaktya Sarvalabdhar Panenacha. And one should, whatever possessions he has, one should completely surrender at the lotus feet of the Guru. Now, this we have elaborately discussed. Guru doesn't want anything. Guru says, what Prabhupada used to say, that's what Guru is supposed to say. Guru says, make your home a temple. Organize Sankirtan festivals in your home. Call devotees in your home. Call people around you in your home. Feed them prasadam. Don't give me anything. Each temple should be, each house should be a temple where Sankirtan festivals constantly should happen. That's what Prabhupada's vision is. Every house should be a temple. So, he says, Sarva labdhar panena cha. And then, Sangena sadhu bhaktanam Ishvara aradhanena cha. Then what one should do after surrendering to Guru? Not just surrender to Guru, be with the devotees. But how? What kind of devotees? Sangena sadhu bhaktanam. Bhaktanam who are sadhus. Yes, I am a devotee, like Sahajiya say, I am a devotee. And there is no sadhu lakshan. And what are sadhu lakshan? Following the four regular principles is sadhu lakshan. Not having loose connection with the opposite sex is sadhu lakshan. Getting up early in the morning before Brahma Muhurt is sadhu lakshan. Not having loose talks is sadhu lakshan. Not cheating propensity, not cheating the property of Krishna is sadhu lakshan. Any of these sadhu, the not going after name, fame, prestige, at least overtly. Okay, inside it's there, but at least a person should be trying to defend himself from that. No, I don't want name, fame, prestige. These are sadhu lakshan, one who is endeavoring for this. So, Sangena Sadhu Bhaktanam, and in that kind of association, Ishwar Aradhanena Cha. Why I said this? Because Prabhupada in the purport to this explains that Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says that yes, we need association of devotees, but there should be discrimination in associating. And then he says, Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur further says that we should always respect devotees who have started chanting the holy name. But if they don't have sadhu lakshan, we should keep distance from them. We should not associate. Don't give our ear and heart to them. Now the second part is more important for our discussion, which is, he describes what we should do in that, how Ishwar Aradhanena. What is the process of Ishwar Aradhana? Worship of the deities, what is the process? He says, Shaddaya Tatkathayam Cha Kirtanair Guna Karmanam. One should have a firm faith in hearing of the topics of the Lord, the uncontaminated topics from the mouth of those who are practicing Krishna consciousness very firmly. They may not be pure devotees, but they are trying to become pure devotees very, very intensely. Their practices are intense. So, shaddhayatat kathayam cha kirtanaye gunakarmanam. And after hearing from them, one should do kirtan. One should also glorify, try to glorify. Never thinking that I am a hero. I am better than Srila Prabhupada. I can give better lectures than Srila Prabhupada. A thought like this is a contaminated, is an abominable, such an abominable thought, which makes us destined to go to hell. If we think that I can speak better than Prabhupada, that means we are calculating externally. Oh, Prabhupada was not so decorative. Prabhupada didn't say 1.2, 3, 4 point, 5 point of surrender, and 6, 7, 1, 2, 3, 3 points of this and 4 points of this. I can do that. I can present very systematically. Prabhupada's lecture are same. If this thought, even if thought is there within the mind, we are contaminated, totally, absolutely. There is no hope of going back home, back to Varya. Not at all. So, shaddaya tat kathayam cha kirtanai gun karmanam tat padam bhuruhu dhyanat tal lingik akshar arnadibi. Then he says, after hearing what we should do, because Bhagavatam all around says this again and again, tat padam bhuruhu dhyanat, we should meditate on Krishna's lotus feet. And you have heard, you must have heard so many times in Bhagavatam, you must have read that devotees want to meditate on Krishna's lotus feet, keeping the whole form of Krishna in mind. That's what Kapil Dev says in the third canto. He says, Kirtan, what he says? Dhyaye devam samagrangam. Yavan na chavate manaha. Dhyaye devam samagrangam. Yavan na chavate manaha. One should meditate on Krishna so much. So many times Prabhupada said we should come to the temple, we should visit Krishna and stand in front of him and stare at him so much. Dhyaye devam samagrangam. Yavan na chavate manaha. Chavate means our mind stops. Till the time our mind stops oscillating from Krishna, doesn't move even for a bit of a second from Krishna. For that long we should meditate. Of course, that doesn't mean we don't allow others to meditate. So whenever we get time, we should come. Prabhupada says that when he was a child, in his locality where he was staying, there was a temple, Madan Mohan temple, I think. Right? Madan Mohan temple? But Radha Govan temple. So in that Radha Govan temple, Prabhupada said, when I was a child, I used to go and stand there for 45 minutes, 1 hour, just staring at Radha Govan there. That should be our meditation. Should be very strong. And we should try to take out all other thoughts. We should not talk with anybody in front of the deities. That's one of the offenses. We should only pray to the deities. Most of the time, shlokas from other devotees, higher devotees like Prahlad Maharaj and others. And sometimes we can actually say our own words also, which of course Kapil Dev again says. He says, Pashyanti te me ruchirani ambasantaha vaktrani prasanna vaktrani arunlochanani. He says, when my devotees see me, my smiling beautiful face with reddish eyes, they come and appreciate that smiling face and they talk to me. How do they talk? In very pleasing words. Sometimes a child, that's pleasing to the father. When a small child fights with the father, father likes it, right? So similarly, we are small children. Sometimes if we are too agitated, we don't have to say it to anybody else. We can fight with Krishna. We can fight with God. Come on, yeah. I'm struggling so much and you're not doing anything. Come on. But we don't have to write those things in a diary and publish it. Because useless. What we should relate to others is only Prahlad Maharaj's prayers, Parikshit Maharaj's prayers. Those prayers are worthwhile. But we can talk like that. So this is the process of surrendering. And after this process of surrendering, what happens? What benefit we are going to get? This is very, very interesting. Acha, in the process of surrendering, in concentrating on Krishna, I just remembered, there's a very nice shloka by Maharaj Kulshekar, who says, Yat Krishna Pada Pranitam Duli Dhavalam Tad Varshma Tadvai Shiras Te Netre Tam Sojite Surchire Yabhyam Harir Drushyate Sa Buddhir Vimalendu Shankha Dhavala Yama Dhavadhyayini Sa Jihuam Rutu Varshini Pratipadam Yastauti Narayanam. This is what is the benefit of meditating on Krishna, talking about Krishna. He says, Yat Krishna Pranipata Duli Dhavalam Tad Varshma. Varsh means the highest, the loftiest. That head is the loftiest, which has become white with the dust from the ground because of his pranipat, because of his offering obeisances to Krishna. Yet Krishna pranipat dhuli dhavlam tad varshma tad vaishiras te netre tam sojjite. And those eyes are most beautiful, whom darkness or ignorance has abandoned. They don't feel sleepy. Even when they sleep on the bed, they are seeing Krishna. Those eyes are the most beautiful, whom darkness has abandoned because of their meditating on Madhav. Te netre tam sojite surchare yabhyam haril drushyate sa buddhir vimalendu shankha dhavala. And that buddhi, that intelligence, is like a conch shell, white, like pure white, like conch shell, which is constantly meditating on Hari. Sa buddhir vimalendu shankha dhavala ya madhav dhyayini and sa jihuva amrut varshini pratipadam. Yastauti Narayanam. It's very easy. That tongue is pouring down nectar, which is glorifying Krishna. So this is meditation on Krishna. And by this, we won't lose any of our sense gratification. Please understand this and believe it. Don't believe me. Believe on Krishna. Believe on Prahlad Maharaj. Prahlad Maharaj in the same seventh canto, he says, as soon as we start our endeavors toward happiness, material happiness, immediately our miseries begin. Very interesting. We start our endeavors toward material happiness and immediately our miseries actually begin. Not happiness. And as soon as we give up material happiness and we just work for spiritual happiness, we actually become happy. Materially as well as spiritually. We have no example, barring the Chatur Kumaras, who were previously impersonalists, and Narad Muni. All other examples from Bhagavatam are materially stinking rich. They were the conquerors of the whole world. No, they were the conquerors of the universe. So we don't lose anything. And that's the surrender. Surrendering process in which we should not have hesitation. Here I'll tell you what I left with that devotee. I won't name him. He's chanting Hare Krishna and he recently called me from Delhi and he said, Prabhuji, something is happening. And he has a habit of saying, do you understand, do you understand? Aap samajh rahe na, aap samajh rahe na. He is an IITian, very intelligent. He started chanting and he said, Prabhuji, something is happening. See, I have to say sannyasana. I said, no, you don't have to take sannyasana. Again, I explained to him. But he said, see, Prabhuji, the thing is, he's a grihastha. He has two kids, wife, everything. I said, no, you make your home a temple. But he said, Prabhuji, what is happening, you know, for last 1 week, this is, I think, 15 days back he called me. He said, for last 1 week, I'm chanting, and my chanting is very intense, and even while sleeping, I'm chanting. And what is happening? I said, wow, this is my aspiration since long time and you have achieved that. Wow. But he said, what is happening? Yesterday I went to the bank. He is a businessman and I was trying to do something and no ideas were clicking. No material thoughts were coming. Everything became pacified. This is too fearful. And that's what happens with us. I think Bhakti Tirtha Maharaja, somebody used to say in one lecture, he said, what is happening with us is, Krishna is pulling us. But we are not ready, which is Prabhupada's example, or Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati's example. We are not ready to take out our anchor from our material life. We want this also, we want that also. Yes, we will get it actually. Actually, we will get it. Krishna will bring everything. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, I bring myself for my devotee, whatever they require for my service. And if we have an aspiration to serve Krishna on a mega level, Krishna can make us externally greater than Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada went with $40 to the West, and he became the wealthiest person in the world probably. And now, if we calculate the whole property of ISKCON, I think we can have a small nation like Pakistan or at least Finland or something, Japan or something. That much property we have and that much population of ISKCON devotees is there. That's the king, Prabhupada. In Australia, Prabhupada was asked by somebody, "Oh, Swamiji, will you become, if people make you king or prime minister or president of America, will you become?" In one place, Prabhupada says, "No, I won't become. Devotees are not interested." In another place, Prabhupada says, "Yes, I will become. Why I will become? Because there is nobody else to guide. Brahmanas are supposed to guide. But there should be a Parikshit Maharaj to guide them. At least there should be a Chandragupta Maurya at least, whom Chanakya Pandit at least can guide something. Those both of them were not pure devotees. But at least that level. Now, when the level is so bad that when some of the devotees of Prabhupada's disciples, when they organize a political party, they lost the election and they got zero votes. Because their manifesto was four regulative principles. And nobody likes that. Four regulative principles. Come on, go to hell. So this is what is the surrendering process, in which we should not keep hesitation like that devotee from Delhi. We should just give in. And we really have a great opportunity. What we can get is that we can go mad after Krishna. And these are now the choice is yours. Because time is short. Should I take, please tell me. Because both the things I cannot take. Should I take Prahlad Maharaj's two shlokas, the next two shlokas? Or should I go the similar theme, the result of what in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu tells about his becoming pagal by chanting the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Which one of the two should I take? Okay, how many of you say Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, please raise hand. And how many of you say Prahlad Maharaj? And how many of you say, no, we don't have anything? Most of you didn't raise. So, okay, we will go to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu because most devotees raised a hand for that. But please go through these shlokas. Evam nirjat shadvargai. If you have mobile, this thing is there. Evam, nishamya karmani gunana tulyan viryani lila tanubhi krutani. This is the shloka. Okay, so we won't go through that. We go through what he got. What reference I can't tell you, it means I didn't mark it. It's Nishamya Karmani Gunan Atulyan. Nishamya, Nishamya. Karmani is simple spelling, sorry. Nishamya Karmani Gunan Atulyan. And the next shloka, very interesting shloka. Shloka number, I didn't write it down here. So, but you can just jot down. Nishamya Karmani, or later on I can tell you. I will just see my mobile. So now we go to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. What happened with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu when he started chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra? Before he was Nimai Pandit, and then he started chanting Mahamantra and he became mad. And when he was in Kashi Vishwanath, when he was in Kashi, he met with what was his name? Prakashanand Saraswati. And Prakashanand Saraswati got impressed by him. And all his disciples got impressed by him. But they had two things in their mind. They were in conflict. They thought whether he seems to be a very effulgent sannyasi. But the way he's dancing like a sentimentalist, that's what we see in Sahajiyas in Bengal. So this is not the level. He should be grave, otherwise he cannot keep his sannyas. Should be grave, and he should not be chanting and dancing like madmen with ordinary people. So he had that conversation and he asked, why you are doing that? And what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Prabhu kahe shunna shripada ihara karana guru more murkh dekhi karila shashana. He said, oh Shripad, listen to this. Listen to the reason for this. The reason is, my guru saw me a murkh, a dull-headed fool. And what he said? He said, murkh tumi tomara nahi ka vedanta adhikar, Krishna mantra japa sada ei mantra sar. And he said, you are murkh. Of course, don't take Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as murkh. He is the most intelligent, supreme personality of Godhead. But for our understanding, he said, you are murkh and you don't have adhikar on Vedanta. What you should do? Krishna mantra japa sada ei mantra sar. Always chant the holy names. Krishna mantra haite have samsara mochan, Krishna nama haite pabe Krishna racharana. Krishna mantra, if you take, your samsara bandhan will be finished. And you will get Krishna charan. You will get sheltered at the lotus feet of Krishna. Nama venu kali kale nahi ara dharma, sarva mantra sara nama ei shastra marma. Nama venu kali kale nahi ara dharma. Without the holy names, there is no other religion in this material world. In Kali Yuga especially. Etabali ek shloka shikhaila more, kanthe kari e shloka kari havichare. And after saying this, my guru gave me one shloka. And what is that shloka? Everyone knows. Please repeat after me. Repeat with me or say with me. Harer nama, harer nama, harer nama eva kevalam, kalava nasteva 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 gataranyatha. And after giving this, what happens? Ehi agyapaya nama lai anukshana, nama laite laite mora bhranta hailamana. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, then after getting that instruction, I started chanting. And when I started chanting, what happened? Bhranta hila, I became bewildered. When I became bewildered, what happened? Dhaira dharite nari haila maunmatta, hasikandi nachi gai yai che madamatta. And then I became unmat. I became mad. I started chanting, dancing, and I became like a drunkard. Nachi gai. And seeing this, I started thinking, what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu thought? Tabe pagal haila ami, dhaira nahi mane, eta chinti nivedilu guru racharane. I thought I got mad. This chanting of the holy names is bad. Something wrong with it. I'm going crazy. This should not happen. So I went to my guru and told him this. And what my guru said? What I told to my guru? Keba mantra dilage gosai keba tarabal, japite japite mantra haila pagal. Oh gosai, what mantra have you given me? What is its power? By chanting, I have gone mad. What have you done with my life? Come on, this is crazy. Hasaya nachaya more karaya krandan. It makes me dance, it makes me laugh like a fool in public, and it makes me cry. Etashuni guru hasi balila vachana. And see, hearing this, my guru told me something. What he told? Krishna nama mahamantra eita swabhav, yei jape tare krishne upajaye bhav. This is the power of the Hare Krishna mahamantra. Those who chant, whoever chants it with faith, with determination, with whatever power they have in their body, if they chant the holy names of the Lord, this is the swabhav, that you get bhav for Krishna very quickly. Krishna, and now I'm skipping some of the shlokas. Some of the verses here. Krishna namera phala prema sarva shastre kaye bhagya sehi prema tomaye karila udaye. This is the effect of chanting the holy names is that we get prema. We don't get anything material. We get prema for Krishna. Bhagya sehi prema tomaye karila udaye. And I'm very fortunate and you are very fortunate, O Mahaprabhu, his guru said, that you have got this. Bhala haila, again I am skipping something and last few shlokas. Bhala haila paile tumi param purushartha, tomara premete ami haila kritarth. Good that you have got this. By you getting this, because I am your guru, that's what Prabhupada said. Even if one of my disciples goes back home to Godhead, he'll take me back home to Godhead. Of course, that's not required. But he said this to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Good that you have got it. Krishna Prem. I am very fortunate. Nach gao, and this is our instruction from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu directly. Nach gao bhakta sange kara sankirtan. Can you repeat after me? Nach gao bhakta sange kara sankirtan. Krishna nama upadeshi. धार है सर्वजन. वेरी सिंपल. नाच गाओ भक्त संगे, कम विद डिवोटीज एंड इन संकीर्तन डांस एंड चैंट एंड बिकम मैड. बट बी केयरफुल अगेन, साधु लक्षण. समटाइम्स रिसेंटली आई सॉ सम डिवोटीज डांसिंग सो वाइल्डली. प्रभुपाद इन न्यूयॉर्क one time Prabhupada was reported by Kamal Krishna, Prabhupada, devotees are chanting wildly, going from here to there. He said, that's not Vaishnava dancing. For us, hero is Krishna. We dance for his pleasure. We look at him and dance. We don't show him our back. Prabhupada, actually in that conversation with Kamal Krishna, he didn't appreciate this going like this also, or going like this also. When the deities are open, and the darshan is open, we should appreciate him. And that's what in another place Prabhupada said, even in Goloka Vrindavan, even Balramji is not hero. Balramji is sub-hero. Krishna is the hero. And we can see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu dancing. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to dance, Nityananda Prabhu used to take everyone. Dance. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to dance. So that should be our mood. Mahaprabhu, you dance. And when we see him dancing, when a lead devotee goes wild, then we start dancing that Mahaprabhu is very happy and he is dancing in appreciation of it. And sometimes devotees almost dash into Mataji's. Now that's very bad sadhu lakshan. We are not on that level that we are forgetting Krishna. We are aware that Mataji's are there. We are aware. We can see that. That's just hypocrisy. That's just sadhujism. So that should not happen. Anyway, I'm nobody to correct or anything. So please don't mind this. So this is what he says. Et bali ek shloka shikhaila more bhagavate rasarei bale vare vare. Then after saying this, my guru told me one thing. One shloka he gave me from Bhagavatam, which he said, this is the sar, this is the essence of Bhagavatam. And this is a very interesting shloka. Evam ratah swapriya nama kirtya jata anurago durta chitta uchai hasati atho rodati rauti gayati unmadavan nrityati lokbahiya. When a devotee with firm faith and determination, taking the instruction of his spiritual master, chants the holy names, evam ratah swapriya nama kirtya, the holy names which are dear to his heart because they are given by his spiritual master. So priya naam kirtya jata anurago durta chitta uchai. He gets anurag for Krishna and durta chitta uchai. And he chants very loudly. Hasati atho rodati, and sometimes not in public, but hasati atho rodati. Sometimes cries, sometimes laughs. Rodati, rauti, gayati, unmadavan nrityati loka bhaiya. And unmadavan, he becomes ecstatic and dances. So this is the effect of chanting the holy names, and I won't summarize again. So this is what can be spoken by me on this subject. I'll still say something, two lines of summary. First thing is, it's very important to surrender to Krishna, but when surrendering to Krishna, we have to surrender to Guru, and we have to be very careful of Guru and Sadhu Sangh. In that discrimination should be followed. And third thing is, by surrendering we get amazing bliss which cannot be compared with Brahmanand. In one of the shloka it said, the bliss which we get from Brahmanand, it does not compare to even the bliss of Brahmanand. If it is multiplied 100 trillion times, it does not compare to a particle of bliss in Krishna consciousness and Krishna's service. So that's Krishna consciousness, that's the blessing Prabhupada has given us, that's the blessing of Bhagavatam and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So with that thing in mind, I beg from all of you pardon for whatever mistakes I did, or whatever offensive feelings or offensive corrections, or whatever somebody took, whatever hurt anybody, please forgive me and bless me again that I become a better devotee. Hare Krishna. We could not do this song, but I was very eager to do this song. Anyways, sometimes it is. So, is there any question? One question we can take. I think we can take one question. Because Prabhuji said, Rajvidya Prabhu said, please leave some time for a question. I couldn't leave. But is there any question? Or clarification? Or any corrections? Maharaj, corrections? Prabhuji, corrections? No question. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Nitai Gaur Premanande, Hari Hari Bol.